relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I always found it mildly amusing in the past when people who work in this profession were so worried about their voice. I understand opera singers, pop stars, you make your living out of your, you know, vocal cords and your range. But I guess I do too. So when I get strep throat, I don't get sick very often. I haven't been sick since I caught COVID 3 years ago. What do? You rely upon some of the best in the business to step into the gap and be your guest host. And one of the most popular of late is a man who we have invited to join us on the Manhood Hour, Bob France. Welcome, and thank you for stepping into the breach and guest hosting my show recently.
It is always an honor to guest host for you, but I'm more excited about this one because I get to be toxic now. And I'm already toxic most of the time, toxically masculine, that is. But now I get to really amp up the level of toxicity, right? I think that's what we get to do.
We are here to be toxic. This is a celebration for the next hour of toxic masculinity that we have done over the last few months with Green Berets, founders of Delta Force, great strategic minds like Victor Davis Hanson. And now I'm going to settle for some radio guy called Bob France. Follow him right now on Twitter, also at his radio station, whkradio.com. Bob, let's start with, for those who aren't familiar with you and your work, tell us a little bit about who Bob France is, your story to date, and how you got to be in front of a microphone like me.
Well, I'm about 25 years into radio now. I started out in sports radio way, way back in 97, and I did sports radio for the first 4 years of my career. My life changed when everyone in America changed on September 11, 2001. I was doing a sports radio broadcast and show out in San Francisco, of all places at the time, working for the Oakland Raiders, doing that whole thing. And then suddenly, in the morning of 9/11, that happens. I've got an afternoon drive show to do, and I can't talk about sports for the first time in my broadcast career. And Dr. G, that day, my daughter, my firstborn, had just been born 3 weeks prior, and I remember holding my daughter when we saw the buildings go down, my wife and I on television, and I looked at her and I said, "What have we done?" And she said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "We brought our little girl into that world." And it changed me. And it was the first time I talked about anything other than sports that day. And I talked about what had happened. And I had an epiphany. And I said, I need to talk about things that matter. And I still, you know, kind of did a little bit of sports radio and news radio as I transitioned into a full-time, you know, conservative news talk radio host. But seriously, that day changed everything for me, and ever since then, I have been working very, very hard. This is my ninth year with Salem out of those 25 years, and I've been working very, very hard to do radio that makes a difference, much like you do, much like you and so many of the other great hosts on Salem do, to make a difference in what matters to people, what matters to my daughter, who's now 21 years old after all of that.
So that was a conscious choice of yours. So after doing sports radio, the impact of 9/11, you said, okay, I'm going to vector off here. I'm going to tack into another direction. And then you consciously moved into that more political talk radio vector.
Well, not only did I move into the more political talk radio vector, you're right about that. My whole perception of everything changed. I grew up, and this is one of those things where I couldn't really control it. I grew up in a house with a mother and father who were Union Democrat supporters. So, you know, like so many kids, you follow the leading of your parents. I grew up a Democrat. So when I turned 18, I voted Democrat. And I voted twice for William Jefferson Clinton in 1992 and 1996.
And Salem hired you.
I didn't know any better at the time because I was largely just into my sports thing. And I was into my, you know, the personal life thing. And I just didn't pay much attention to politics. It was on that day that I started to say, I have got to get my head out of my you-know-what and figure out what just happened, how it happened, and what we can do to save this country, which was now under attack. So my eyes were opened. I studied between 2001 and 2010. I studied the Reagan years more than I ever have studied anything else in my life. And I found what true American conservatism was all about. So really, I've only been about a 22-year conservative-minded individual. Not that I was ever liberal-minded. I just didn't pay attention, and I voted what Mom and Dad voted, and that was literally it. So that day, I became a different human being, and over the last 22 years, I like to think that I've evolved into what I do today and what I am today, and I feel like, in a manner of speaking, that was my epiphany, to borrow Joe Biden's word, except the difference is mine is real and his is manufactured.
Yeah. I'm curious with regards to your epiphany, your evolution. How did that affect your family ties, your friendship circles, if you came over to the light side, to the true side? How did that impact your relationships?
Well, my father had passed away by the time that happened. He passed away in 1996, so there was nothing there. But I can tell you, these were the Kennedy-style Democrats, you know, and my father was about as conservative as I think anybody could be. He was pro-death penalty. He was anti-welfare state and all of the things that really Democrats are all about. But he was just a Democrat, I think, like I said, because he was a Union Democrat. And Mom was just, I don't know, I think she was a Democrat because my dad was, and she just went along. We never talked politics. So it wasn't a difficult thing for me. And for my friends, to be truthful, Dr. G, what I did with them is what I do every day now, and I have been ever since on the radio, and that is I started telling the truth. I studied, I prepared, I researched, I learned the history, I learned everything that I needed to learn, and I shared it with my friends. And you know how many of them are conservative now? A lot of them, a very, very high percentage of them, because we started talking about things in a level that we never had before because of, the work that I put into it.
All right. He is with He's with WHK Radio, Cleveland, Ohio. Follow him right now on Twitter, France Rants. That's France, F-R-A-N-T-Z, Rants. Let's start at the beginning. I have a list of questions I ask all of my guests here on the Manhood Hour. As somebody who's, you know, been working with sports coverage for so long, love sports, we'll talk about the politicization of sports later, but as somebody who understands what it means to be tough, manly, to cover these topics, how serious is the state of masculinity? How under assault is it? Give us your estimate of the situation. How bad is it right now?
It is in the red. If you're looking at a racing analogy, I mean, it is in the red. It is in a very dangerous place. But you know what's interesting and ironic, in my opinion, Dr. G, is not only is masculinity in grave danger right now, so is femininity for those who are supposed to be feminine, meaning women. What I mean is the blend and the crossover, the melting, whatever it is you want to call it, of masculinity into femininity and vice versa, that is what is so dangerous. They're teaching women to be more like men. They're teaching them you don't need to be a mother. You don't need to raise your children. That's what the preschools and the daycares are for. You need to go out and work. You need to fight to be the next CEO and so on and so forth. And of course, there's nothing wrong with women advancing and achieving professional success, but the role of the mother as the birther and the caregiver cannot ever be, be cast aside. And it is. And then on the flip side, they're taking masculine men, the people who are supposed to be, and I don't want to hear any crap from anybody about stereotypes, but are supposed to be the breadwinners and are supposed to be the protectors and are supposed to be the providers and so on and so forth, are the ones who are you know, being pushed into these, you know, we really need to get in touch with our feelings roles. We need to be a little bit softer, a little more gentler, a little bit more understanding, a little bit less, you know, hard-edged and so forth. So they're literally taking masculine men and making them soy men, and they're taking feminine women and saying, get a little bit tougher, so that the entire basis and the structure, the building blocks of America's foundation in this civilization, the family, is destroyed. So masculinity is under assault, but the entire nuclear family and the gender roles being reversed, that is what's really, I think, the threat.
He is the host of something called Always Right Radio. And according to his Twitter bio, he's into this pronouns thing, but not like Jamie Lee Curtis. His pronouns are up yours, a great, great British phrase that we do not use often enough on this side of the Atlantic. We're talking to my guest host, Bob France of WHK Radio, Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Manhood Hour. Make sure you never miss a nanosecond of what we provide for you every single day. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify. Go to Apple Podcasts. Go to Stitcher. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe. The price is right. It doesn't cost you a brass farthing. It is absolutely free. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends, because that's how we guarantee the truth will win. And if you are America First, well, you should wear America First with pride. Check out the latest MAGA Returns bundle, the T-shirt, the hoodie, the hat, for a special discount to you, our listeners. Also, we have the FBI T-shirt. It is still sadly the hottest selling item. Get yours, all made in America, SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. Today, we are partnering with Food for the Poor to provide urgently needed food to some of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Because of interrupted planting cycles, rising food prices, and the lingering impact of COVID, the list of families unable to feed their children grows longer by the day. But you can make a difference to these families. Today, a meal-for-meal match means your one-time gift of $144 provides a family of four with food for a year. That's two meals a day for the next year for a family who struggle to get even a handful of rice or enough corn for a tortilla. Knowing your gift will never have more impact than right now, will you rescue one family, three families, or even 10 families? Go to SebGorka.com and click on the red Send Food banner. Text the keyword G-O-R-K-A to 91999, and you will get a link to make your life-saving gift. Or to give your gift by phone, call my toll-free number, 855-330-4673. Welcome back to the Manhood Hour with me, Sebastian Gorka, and my buddy, Bob France. We are asked often by those of you who are so kind to donate to our Food for the Poor programs what difference it makes on the ground. And 2 days ago, we had the CEO of that amazing organization that is working in 20 nations right now, Ed Rain, explain to us just the importance of everything you do for these children.
We work in 20 countries in the Caribbean and Latin America, and people who have no other resources except the incredible generosity of typically Americans who, you know, time and time again, you know, really just give from the bottom of their heart and through their love for thy neighbor. And so this is a faith-based organization, and through our church networks in all these countries, we're able to get the aid to where it needs to be.
Over a billion children living beneath the poverty line. They don't deserve this. They have committed no sin. They are suffering, and they are going to bed with empty bellies. You can make a difference today. Food for the Poor has the food. It's been donated. They just need to get it to these children. As a result, for a one-time donation of $72, you can feed two children for a whole year. If you double that, $144. I mean, what can you buy for $144? Can you fill your fridge for a week? Of course you can't. If you give it to Food for the Poor, they'll feed four children for 12 months. Four children. It's one of the most godly things you can do, especially in this Lenten season. Make a difference today. Donate as much as you can. You are literally saving lives. Please go to my website right now, SebGorka.com, and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner, or call in your donation on 855-330-4673. That number again, to help those most in need, is 855-330-4673. 4673, or just go to our website, SEBGORKA, that's sebgorka.com, and the Give Food, Give Hope banner. All right, Bob, so you described for us this fascinating voyage of yours after 9/11, that you kind of woke up to a new priority, and then you did your own research, your own investigation of conservatism, peace through strength, the Reagan model. As such, you probably have an idea as to where the assault on masculinity, on manhood, it comes from, where these ideas such as toxic masculinity come from. There are often, you know, there are options out here, so many things to choose from, the mainstream media, Hollywood, the schools, political parties. In your analysis, as you viewed this in the last couple of decades, where do you think the epicenter of this assault is? Where is the place where most of this is originating?
Well, I think clearly it's the globalists. You know, it's coming from outside of this country, but with the willing assistance of those inside this country who want to see this country taken apart and who want to see it destroyed, who want to see a one world government. I'm not breaking any new ground here, especially if not for somebody like you, when we talk about what it would take to destroy this country, to defeat it, to, as what did Barack Obama call it, fundamentally transform it. And as we all know, you don't fundamentally transform things, which means to change the things that you love. You want to keep the things that you love the way they are. Can you imagine trying to ask a woman to marry you and saying, by the way, when we get married, I'm going to change you into something else that I like better? That's not going to work. You didn't love her in the first place. There are people in this country who don't love this country, who want to see it changed, who want to see it destroyed and rebuilt in a collectivist type of society. And they're working with global organizations. And I do truly believe that when you think about the Gates Family Foundation, when you think about the World Economic Forum, when you think about the World Health Organization, all of the usual suspects that are working to establish a one world government know that this doesn't work without the United States participation. In the United States, as long as we continue to remain the same civilization that we built or that we started from, with that super strong building block of the family, we will continue to press on and we will continue to survive. We will continue to thrive. They have to break us down, Dr. G, at the very basic building level. And that means you have to break down the family. And that means you have to take strong men, which create strong communities, which create strong states in this country, and you have to weaken them. So I firmly believe that if you're looking for an epicenter, it's actually not necessarily within this country, other than the fact that there are some who are globalists within the United States working with those on the outside.
And how is it that it seems that for so many, they were oblivious to all this, and then suddenly they wake up one morning and, you know, Dylan Mulvaney's pretending to be a girl? I mean, were we just like, you know, lurching for the snooze button? Were we not paying attention? Then suddenly we realize, oh, they are, you know, executing a frontal assault on us. Why did this surprise so many people, Bob?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't necessarily think all of these things that are being used right now to break down and deconstruct, you know, the masculine male and the patriarchy are all working together. I think there are some organizations, and I think the LGBTQ movement that you're referencing now with people like Dylan Mulvaney, I think there are some of them that are predatory, that are just glomming on because they see the time is right. The time is now to advance our own agenda, to gain our own political power, to have our own influence in the world. They see what is happening because of what I believe to be that globalist movement, and they say this is when we make our move. And that's why we see things like we do when they try to claim that, you know, well, the reason why we have this 400% increase in trans children over what we've had in the last 30 or 40 years is because now it's being accepted more. They were in the closet then. When the reality is, less than 1% of the population has this thing called gender dysphoria, an actual condition, a mental condition. The others are literally victims of and perpetrators of the social contagion that says, let's do this together. I want clicks. I want likes. I want to be popular. I want to be different. All of these different things that go into that. So I think there are a lot of things that are building on top of one another that aren't necessarily connected to the globalist movement, but there are some. And I think the LGBTQ movement is doing that right now, that see an opportunity here. And that's why they're kind of playing their part in breaking down men and manhood and what they like to call the patriarchy.
Yeah, I think that's a very solid analysis. It's opportunists, it's ideologues, and yes, it's those who just want to be fashionable or trendy. We're talking to Bob France, host of Always Right Radio, AM 1420, The Answer, Cleveland, Ohio. Follow him right now on Twitter at France Rants. We, too, are on all social media that matters. Make sure you never miss any of our posts. Follow us on Twitter, Truth Social, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your Roku and other devices. Yes, we are a TV show as well, or just go to salemnewschannel.com. And then, of course, my personal Substack for my writings and access to me is sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. And if you enjoy the show, please support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. The left want to destroy him. Even the FBI are trying to harass him, but you can't keep a good man down. He sold 71 million of his My Pillows, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. He's just launched the 2.0. He's got more than 150 other items on his website. Use my name for up to 66% off. Go to mypillow.com or call in your order on 800-829-8468. That number, 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. We'll be back with Bob France on the Manhood Hour after these messages. Did you notice in the State of the Union speech last month, Biden doubled down on his spending plans, adding even more to the federal deficit? That doesn't bode well for the value of your money. Sebastian Gorka here. Biden's disconnected view of the economy means there will be no meaningful steps taken to lessen inflation and lower interest rates. Your cash reserves and investments will be worth less. Which is why I recommend calling veteran-owned Midas Gold Group to look into safeguarding your wealth with the stability of gold while you still can. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the destruction of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Don't let Biden's misguided economy wipe you out. Talk with the good folks at Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Welcome back to the Manhood Hour with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Bob France. If you could lose a little around the middle, if you've given up on being the healthiest you can be, don't. For 20 years, I tried to lose the weight, and I kind of gave up until Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing My PhD weight loss team came to us here at Salem News. I tried their program, which lets you eat 5 meals a day that burn the fat, and I lost 42 pounds. My wife lost 36. My Gallagher, our colleague, lost 50. Now, truth be told, he had more to lose, but still, it's quite an achievement. If you could lose that spare tire around the middle, check out this amazing program. Call them on 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. First things first, when you think of being a true man, Bob, what is the definition for you? Give us some of the non-negotiables that help to categorize what a real man is.
Well, I think the most important thing that a real man has to be is a real man has to be a father, and he has to be a leader. He has to be a protector. He has to be someone who is willing to put others in front of himself. And let me rephrase, to put others before himself by standing in front of them against all things that may threaten them. And that doesn't mean it has to be a physical threat at a given moment in time. But whatever it is that might be a challenge or a threat for a family, I think a man has to stand and lead. I still believe in chivalry. I still believe in opening doors for ladies. I believe in treating ladies like ladies. And I believe in raising sons to be strong men who will do the exact same thing that we do. And far too often we see so many, I talked about it before, those gender roles being reversed or switched just a little bit. And that's not what a man is.
Who for you, and we have some amazing answers here from football coaches to their training sergeants to fictional characters in adventure novels. As you were forming your conceptualization of what it means to be a manly individual, who are the greatest influences on you, Bob?
I admire people who are willing to stand up and buck whatever the conventional wisdom or the conventional narrative is in the interest of advancing not just themselves, but the people that they love. And I'm a huge fan. It's going to sound a little bit cheesy, if you will, but I'm a huge fan of people like Sylvester Stallone. I'm not a huge Hollywood fan in general, but there are some people that when I hear do interviews and they talk about what drives them, what makes them successful, it is complete and pure testosterone-driven masculinity that drives them to reach places and achieve things that other people don't even dream of. And especially people like him, he's extraordinarily intelligent. He's extraordinarily...
Yeah, if you watch interviews with him, that is not a dumb guy. That is not, you know, a Rocky Balboa.
It proves what a great actor he is. That people think he's, you know, that just shows what a great actor is. But I'll give you somebody else who's very, very different. But I love, again, just who he is. And again, it's going to be in a realm of celebrities, but not that type, not the weirdo Hollywood celebrity. I'm a massive fan of Denzel Washington.
Oh, huge.
I think he might be our greatest living actor, maybe at least of my lifetime or this generation or whatever. But his ability to bring philosophical ideas to make them accessible to the layperson, to show he cares about every extra on a set. He cares. He talks to them. He coaches them. He gives speeches at commencement, Dr. G, that just inspire people.
Yeah, I was about to
say. That's what men do is they lead, and he is such a leader. That is somebody that I look up to.
Yeah, I have to say, forget his acting chops, which are very, very solid. If you just, you know, go after you finish listening to the Manhood Hour and just punch in Denzel Washington and commencement speech and just listen to one of the many he's given, because they're about faith, they're about responsibility, and they're about the antithesis of victim culture. It's about responsibility for yourself. Very much in the vein of, he reminds me, far quieter intellectual individual, but kind of a Ben Carson kind of, you know, he had every excuse possible to see himself as a victim, if you know his family background, the single mother, the illiterate mother, and everything else. And he refused to become that victim. So, yeah, that's two very, very good choices. We're talking to Bob France, host of Always Right Radio, one of our favorite guest hosts here on America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is The Manhood Hour, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, do what I did more than 4 years ago. Order the 3-week quick starter pack from relieffactor.com and find out if you could be the next success story. A success story like Leah from Ohio. This is her story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be you. That could be you, but there's only one way to find out. Order today. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Leah, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You deserve to know. Don't wait any longer. Ask yourself one simple question. What do you have to lose? Nothing apart from the pain. Nothing at all. Do it today. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. It costs just $19.95, and that translates to less than a dollar a day. You can't even get a cup of coffee for less than a dollar a day. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Stay with us for more on The Manhood Hour with Bob France after this break. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today. You're listening to The Manhood Hour with our special guest, Bob France. Okay, so if we're going to save the Republic, if we're going to save our civilization, Bob, we have to pass on to the next generation the idea, the essentials, the non-negotiables of what it means to be a man. So if you were, you know, in a room of young boys, Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts, what have you, what for you would be the minimum syllabus items, the things that we must spread to the next generation of young boys for us to be in a healthier place? What kinds of things do we need to teach them?
Well, something that this generation of young boys is not getting at all, and that is discipline and self-reliance. This is the most coddled generation I think that I've ever seen, and it's because everything is handed to them, whether it's by parents or not. Everything comes easy, the click of a button, the flip of a phone, all of the different things that this generation is being raised on. Do any of them know how to change a tire? Do any of them know how to plant a garden? Do any of them know how to build something if they needed to provide shelter for their family? Dr. G, we live in a nation and in a culture right now that is so reliant upon the grid that if something extraordinary happened, like an EMP, if that ever happened and wiped out the electronics and the technology, and man was forced to survive on only what he can do for himself, this generation would be wiped out in a matter of months because they don't know anything. So that the ability to do it for yourself, to not say I'm going to hire a professional to do it for me, to fix the car, to fix the house, to plumb the pipes, whatever the case might be, I would tell every young person today, you need to learn how to do it on your own, because there is a legitimate threat of that type of thing happening where all of the easy conveniences we have in this strange generation or era of our society, that they make it so easy for us. What are you going to do if they're gone? What are you going to do if they get knocked out? I mean, for crying out loud, if you get a snowstorm and somebody's power goes out now, some of these people are literally like, they have no earthly idea what to do. They couldn't rub two sticks together if they had to. Self-reliance and discipline, saying I'm going to learn how to do it myself. I'm going to pick myself up and teach myself rather than wait for somebody else to do it. If you wait for somebody else to help you survive, you won't survive.
Yeah, I think the beginning metric, the starting metric is can they change the tire on a car? I dread to think the answer to that question from some of the young men you see around today. All right, Bob, let me just go off here on a tangent for a second, given your background, your love of sports and your background in sports radio. Look, I'm not a sports guy. I played sports when I had to. I did judo as a kid and then rugby. And I come to America, and I heard this was a nation that loves its sports, whether it's football, whether it's baseball. And then I watch these clips that my producer finds for me from ESPN, and I think, how did this happen in America? And it's part and parcel of the, you know, the wokeification of sports is part and parcel, of course, of the assault on masculinity. Am I overreacting, or is it really that bad? And isn't there a point at which people will say, get this garbage, get this ideology out of our celebration of masculine performance and sportsmanship?
Yeah, first of all, I have lost my love for at least the professional sports that we're talking about right now because of everything you just said. I used to be, I can't tell you, I mean, like you said, for a large part of my career, I was doing post-game shows and I was doing interviews in locker rooms. I was on the NFL sidelines doing radio broadcasts. I was so all into it. Since wokeness hit this country in the massive tidal wave that it did, and it washed over basketball and the Chinese Communist Party owned NBA, and it led baseball to putting BLM on the pitcher's mound, and it led football into kneeling before national anthems, and all of the garbage we've done. Seb, I have lost my love. I don't watch them anymore. Now, I will still turn on football, particularly, you know, the NFL, which I kind of completely wiped out for a couple of years, because I've been a football fan since I was five. And my son plays college football at the University of Toledo. I'm still in love with the game, if not the sports league that runs it because of their wokeism. But to your point about masculinity and what we're talking about, that's what I have always loved about all of the sports. You mentioned judo. That's one-on-one, like wrestling. And I mean real wrestling. That's the spirit and the challenge of competition. I'm going to bring my best, and I'm coming at you, and you're coming at me. And if it's across the line of scrimmage on a football game, or if it's a pitcher batter, or if it's wrestling or a judo match or something, that competition is exactly what breeds, and it just breeds masculinity and manhood and self-reliance and discipline, because you cannot be successful without that. And so that's one of the things I've always loved about sports. I played college football myself at a smaller level than my son, but I'm still a fan of sport and competition. But what the leagues have done, and you mentioned ESPN and what ESPN has changed into from being a sports network to a left-wing, you know, ideological network, that is what I have become totally turned off to, and it makes me sad. I've always enjoyed watching sports, but I can't even watch, you know, the vast majority of them now.
Are customers going to change that? Are the market forces ever going to correct that, Bob? What's your prediction?
Not until the culture changes, because, I mean, look at the direction we're going. This is the reason you're doing the Manhood Hour every week. We have to, because we are in serious, serious jeopardy of losing that aspect of our lives. Men are not allowed to be men. They're considered to be toxic if they are. If they want to drink beer and watch football, you know, they're insulted and attacked. And so the softer that men get, the more man buns you see and skinny jeans being worn in this country, the more the ESPN is going to cater to that, as opposed to the hardworking man that used to be their target demographic.
He's declared war on skinny jeans and man buns. His name is Bob France. He is the host of Always Right Radio, Cleveland, Ohio, AM 1420. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Manhood Hour. Are you in daily pain, dear friends? Have you tried everything else and failed to find relief? If that's your story, you really have to do what I did more than 4 years ago. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I'd just given up on it. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 4 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Those are incredibly powerful words. There's only one way to find out if you could be the next success story, but it's super easy. You go to relieffactor.com. You order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. You take it morning and evening like I do every day, every morning, every evening. I take my little packet of Relief Factor. And then I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know. You will know if it works for you, like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Don't procrastinate for another moment. Call them today. Order today. 800-500-8384 or go to relieffactor.com. It costs just $19.95. That's a pittance. That's less than a dollar a day. You deserve to know. Call now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. We'll be back with Bob France on the Manhood Hour after these messages.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to the Manhood Hour with me, Sebastian Gorka, and my buddy, Bob France. Are you an optimist, Bob France, or are you a pessimist? Are we losing this war?
Can I be both for a moment?
You can. You can do really deep sighs into the microphone like you just did.
I am pessimistic at the moment because I see the direction and I see the obstacles in front of us and I see this you know, strong movement to turn little boys into little girls and to turn men into women. And I'm very pessimistic about that. But I am optimistic because I believe in me. I'm optimistic because I believe in you. I'm optimistic because I believe there is a nation full of men who remember what it means to be a man and who are never going to abandon this fight. This is a culture war, and we didn't start it. We didn't pick it. We didn't declare war on anybody. We didn't declare war on LGBTQ or on BLM or any of the wokeness that's going on or ESG. We didn't declare any of that. They declared war on us. And the one thing that I said I would tell the young kids today, if I was in a room filled with young males, about what they need to do to secure the future, about being self-dependent and self-reliant, means you never, ever give up that fight and you never stop until you win or until you die. And Dr. G, if you think about, you know, the challenges before us, they're very daunting. They are. But I just know I don't care what hill we have to take in this proverbial or in that hypothetical war. I don't care what hill we have to take. I won't stop climbing it. And the reason why is I know you won't. And I know that there are so many others won't as well. We might not be the majority right now, at least in terms of what you can see on social media and on legacy media. But there are more of us beneath the surface that aren't on there clicking and liking and doing all of that stuff that know what the fight is going to be, you know, what it's going to take to win that fight. And we're going to do it until we literally drop dead. And I think there are enough of us to win it.
And everybody who listens to your show and listens to my show, they have a role to play. Correct, Bob?
Absolutely. We all do. You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago, and I can't remember the venue I was in, but somebody asked me about, you know, talking to people and changing people's minds. And I said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I realize I'm kind of preaching to a choir that's already singing. I know that people who listen to my show are already converted. So it's a bit of an echo chamber. We're conservative talk radio. This is what we do. But it's not them that I'm trying to convert. What I'm doing and what their role is take what you can get and glean from leaders, whether I can consider myself one of those or not, I guess is up to the listener. But if you take something from a guy like me, a guy like you, and you share it, your role is to share the same things about manhood and about the structure, the family structure, and the traditional way that this became the greatest civilization in the history of God's creation. You've got to take that and share that with other people. If I get through to my people, and my people take that to their people, and they take that's how it builds. It starts from the top down. It really does, Dr. G. So if people are listening to you, their role is to take what you have to say and be active with it and to share it. Not just nod along in the car as they listen to Sebastian Gorka, but to share that message with others. That's their role, and that's how we build more fighters, again, proverbially speaking, to win this culture.
He's Bob France. Follow him right now. France Rants with a Z. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been the Man of the Hour. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We have never been closer to World War III than we are today under Joe Biden. A global conflict between nuclear-armed powers would mean death and destruction on a scale unmatched in human history. It would be nuclear Armageddon. Nothing is more important than avoiding that nightmare. We will avoid it, but we need new leadership. Every day this proxy battle in Ukraine continues, we risk global war. We must be absolutely clear that our objective is to immediately have a total cessation of hostilities. All shooting has to stop. This is the central issue. We need peace without delay. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad, while they turn us into a third world country and a third world dictatorship right here at home.
That is just a clip of the president's latest policy video. We will share some more of it in a moment. It is a sobering, sobering statement of how we are on the brink of World War III, thanks to the current administration, stunningly in office for just over 2 years, an administration that has evidenced weakness to the world. And as such, when we show weakness, when the greatest, most powerful nation in the world shows weakness, bad things happen because bad actors exploit that. Look at what just happened in the few days since one of our drones was launched over the Black Sea off the coast of Ukraine in international airspace, where we have every right to be, just as any vessel has the right to be in international maritime waters. Our $32, $33 million platform with our markings of the U.S. Air Force was forced out of the sky by Russian jets. What was the response from this administration? Nothing, apart from Mark Milley saying, "We don't want conflict with Russia." Well, it's a little bit late for that, Mark Milley, because you've got it. What is the news today? The defense ministry in Moscow has awarded medals to the two Russian pilots involved in that incident. Why? Because they know what power looks like. They reward those who do the bidding of the murderous colonel, the KGB colonel, who is the president of the Russian Federation, because that incident, the downing of our drone over the Black Sea, did not happen without the express orders being issued by the Kremlin and by Putin himself. Jeff, you said something about the video as we were getting ready for the show. What did you say about the importance of these kinds of policy videos coming out of Mar-a-Lago?
They're the things that he's talking about that nobody else does. It reminds me of 2015 when he's been with the manufacturing in China. Stuff that everybody knows is going on, but no other politicians are touching.
And as such, will have an impact?
I think it will win him the election if he keeps hammering it.
Do you think the fact that he's not on social media except for his own platform is not a problem?
No, I think that definitely is a problem.
So we have to find a way around that?
Yes, I think you definitely do. And I think that Twitter would help. There's some other avenues that would help. I think YouTube might help.
Yeah, we have the breaking news that President Trump has been allowed back onto YouTube. Well, we're going to do our part here because we believe in America First. It's not about an individual. It's not about President Trump. It's about returning us to the place where we should always be as the greatest nation on God's green earth. But in that battle, it's not just the external enemies that are problematic, like Russia, like China, like the mullahs in Iran, like Little Kim in North Korea, like the global jihadist organizations like ISIS. We have a very different challenge inside our borders. Again, from President Trump's latest policy video, he gives an analysis of the situation at home. Cut three.
But the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia. It's probably, more than anything else, ourselves and some of the horrible USA-hating people that represent us. It's the abolition of our national borders. It's the failure to police our own cities. It's the destruction of the rule of law from within. It's the collapse of the nuclear family and fertility rates like nobody can believe is happening. It's the Marxists who would have us become a godless nation worshiping at the altar of race and gender and environment. And it's the globalist class that has made us totally dependent on China and other foreign countries that basically hate us. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas while keeping us distracted from the havoc they're creating right here at home. These forces are doing more damage to America than Russia and China could ever have dreamed. Evicting this sick and corrupt establishment is the monumental task for the next president. And I am the only one who can do it. I'm the only one that can get the job done. I know exactly what has to be done.
Hard to imagine a more succinct précis of the challenge we face. But I would add one additional detail. Yes, it is the globalists that do not believe in the nation state, the Westphalian order, in national sovereignty. They believe in some one world conglomeration where they get to define the values that you are allowed to espouse. But beyond that, there's an additional wrinkle. It's not just that nation states are bad, that sovereignty is bad. There is one nation above all else that must be targeted for dismantling, and it's ours. It's not just the globalists vice the nation states. That's just a part of the story. It's the globalists against America. Why? What's special about this nation? Because this is the only nation on planet Earth that recognizes why you are free. The source of your liberty. It's not something granted to you 100, 1,000, 2,000 years ago. It's not something deigned to be offered to you by the elite, by a king or queen, a president or a prime minister. This is the only nation where we say your liberty is derived from the fact that you are made in the image of God. That is why the globalists hate America most. The question that you have to ask yourself is, what are you doing about it? The diagnosis is clear. President Trump is utterly correct. Are you just listening to talk radio? Or are you doing more than that? What are you doing to politically take back your freedoms? Get engaged now before it's too late. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. On the Salem News Channel, we have an incredible lineup for you today. The third hour will be the Manhood Hour with one of my Salem colleagues. John Solomon has some incredible breaking news out of Wuhan in the very next segment. We will be talking national security with Jim Carafano, my former White House colleague Boris Epstein, and so much more. The number here, 833-33-GORKA. Oh, yeah, and happy Paddy's Day. Follow us on all podcast platforms. Subscribe today. It's free. Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. We'll be back in a moment.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.